producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in, hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Now, I have a request. Everybody that's listening to me, if you're in my chat room, if you're at Google+, if you're listening on GCN Live, whatever you're doing, lay that down right now. Go find the dirtiest clothes out of your hamper and put those on. If you have an old puka shell necklace, go ahead and slip that on. Unless you're ladies, then you need to wear a big flowy gauzy dress and a tiara made out of daisies and run around barefoot in the meadow. Guys, pick up the bongo drums, the tambourines, and everybody, while I am talking about this, please break into a medley of songs like Kumbaya and Jesus Christ Superstar. Would you do that? You see, I like entertainment. I like movies. I like a good action movie. If you were to look at my iTunes account on my Apple TV, it's mainly action movies. I know that reality is very different from the action movies, but, you know, it's for entertainment. It's for entertainment for me. Because of what I do, I know that the majority of America, nearly as much as actually own them, but I know the majority of America doesn't carry a gun on a daily basis. So most of America, with the exception of maybe 15 or 16 million very prepared and self-reliant souls, are out there woefully unprepared for reality that doesn't ever happen in a movie. I like movies by Matt Damon. I like movies by, you know, and this is all off of Matthew McConaughey and his junk. I like movies by Stallone. I like movies by Schwarzenegger. I like movies by a lot of people. And all of my heroes are anti-gun. There's other celebrities that are much less vocal about it, and nonetheless nearly as bad, like Mark Wahlberg. I liked Mark Wahlberg in Shooter and The Italian Job. I haven't seen Lone Survivor yet, but I do have it on my Apple TV. He's done a number of excellent movies and done a very fair representation, you know, to a degree. He actually takes good instruction from the stunt guy who teaches him how to handle a gun. But he gives a large portion of the proceeds that he makes off of every movie to the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. And that just makes no sense to me, especially with Wahlberg, because Wahlberg can't own a gun, I don't think. I think he is a convicted felon. Then, if you know, that's our movie heroes. Then look at your, if you want to see some really unrivaled hypocrisy, take a look at your politicians. Now, unlike, you know, I'm not low info, so I look at the politics. I look at everybody. And I especially look at the political champions of gun control, the people writing and pressing and passing and preaching anti-gun legislation. They're the very, in some cases, they're the very same people who are arrested for smuggling weapons, like California State Senator Leland Yee. Or they're arrested while intoxicated and carrying a loaded concealed handgun, in the case of Democrat Missouri State Senator Jamila Nasheed, just days ago in Ferguson. So, I'll bet you can find this. And as a matter of fact, I know you can find this. I know you can find this. You, as celebrities and politicians, here's what I suggest to you. Because you don't live in the world I live in. Right about now, we should be reaching a crescendo in our chorus of Kumbaya. Go to your local law enforcement and ask them to let you ride along with a police officer. Don't take a camera crew. Don't take a security team. Don't take a media team. Don't tweet. Don't worry about Snapchat. Don't do anything. Just get in the car with a cop that handles real patrol calls for service. Go out and see what real Americans deal with on a daily basis. Go see how ridiculously long some people have to wait to get help from those cops. Go see what the average person's inability to protect themselves from an attacker results in. Go look at that. Get close to it. Inhale it. Drink it in. Go see the victims who, if they'd been armed, might have avoided the pain and the injury and the loss and the hospital visits, or worse, the morgue. Go see why 85% of cops nationwide, the very people who deal with the gun violence you rail against, do not support stricter gun control. Go see why more than 90% of them, law enforcement, feel that the presence of armed citizens at an active shooter event significantly decreases the number of victims. And go see why the vast majority of police believe the violence problem they are facing in America today is due to the decline in parenting and lack of family values, and has nothing to do with the gun culture. Take 4 days and go ride along with four different police officers. Go see what they deal with. Get in the reality. But above all, look, you know, as far as these actors are concerned, they are entitled to their opinion. And I regard them exactly as what they are. You know, some of these people are exceptional individuals when it comes to fitness. But primarily, their specialty is make-believe. They make-believe. They're very good at it. Some of them are better than others. Some of them make a lot of money for not being as good as some of the others. But, you know, I like a good De Niro film. I like a good Jack Nicholson film. But go, don't listen to what they say. These guys are not, they don't live in a social consciousness that is on a par with you and I. Sylvester Stallone has a concealed carry permit. He went to great lengths to get it in Los Angeles. Probably has one in New York City as well. He has one because, one, he can afford to have one. He's famous, and he's not worried about paying the light bill or anything. So if somebody says, well, before we, you know, they probably don't get out there and say, well, Mr. Stallone, of course, you understand that the process is long and arduous. They probably say, oh, of course, yes, sir, Mr. Stallone, here's your permit right now. No, we don't need to check your background. Here you go. He just sticks that in the breast pocket of his coat and goes, yo, thanks. And then he's carrying a gun. While he wants the cops to go door to door, kicking in doors of not people that are not criminals, and take their guns. If you want to fight violence, you have to go to where the violence is. You're not going to fight violence. It's like trying to surf without ever getting on the beach. It's like. The better thing is it's castrating yourself because you think your neighbors have too many kids and you just don't, you know. That's not how you fight violence. And you people that are actors, shut up. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Newsflash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door: the jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I've talked a lot about this Police One survey, and, you know, I know that right now a lot of police, they've got a bad rap. I point out bad police officers all the time whenever they, you know, if it's a gun thing. But, you know, overall, it's a bunch of fairly honorable men and women. But I'm going to tell you what they think about you. just so you'll know, because I've referenced it a lot, I want to give you the top line takeaways on some of this stuff. Police One survey was done in March of 2013. 15,000 verified law enforcement professionals took part in the survey. 70% of them are the field-level enforcers, the police officers on the street that are face-to-face in the fight against violent crime on a daily basis. They're not office-bound, non-sworn administrators, or perpetually campaigning elected officials. These are all badge-wearing, gun-toting people in cars out there that you interact with every day. Virtually all respondents, 95%, said that a federal ban on manufacture and sale of ammunition magazines that hold more than 10 rounds would have no effect reducing violent crime. So they don't think a magazine ban or a limitation is going to do anything. The majority of respondents, 71%, said a federal ban on the manufacture and sale of semi-automatics would have no effect on reducing violent crime. Now, more than 20% say any ban would actually have a negative effect on reducing violent crime. Just over 7% took the opposite stance, saying that a ban would have a moderate to significant impact. No indication as to why. 85% of the officers said the passage of the White House's current proposed legislation, which was the Manchin-Toomey Act, would have had a zero or negative effect on their safety, with just over 10% saying it would have a moderate or significantly positive effect. 70% of respondents say they have a favorable or very favorable opinion of some law enforcement leaders' public statements that they would not enforce more restrictive gun laws in their jurisdictions. Similarly, more than 61% say they would refuse to enforce such laws if they themselves were chief or sheriff. 28% of officers saying having more permissive concealed carry policies for civilians would help most in preventing large-scale shootings in public, followed by more aggressive institutionalization for mentally ill persons, more armed guards, paid security personnel. So, yeah, it's a mental health thing, and it's good to have people with guns on the street. The overwhelming majority, almost 90% of officers, believe that casualties would be decreased if armed citizens were present at the onset of an active shooter incident. Of course, that's going to pop up right in the middle of this. 80% of respondents support arming school teachers and administrators who willingly volunteer to train with firearms and carry one in the course of the job. More than 4 in 5 respondents, 81%, say that gun buyback programs are ineffective at reducing gun violence. More than half of respondents feel that increased punishment for obviously illegal gun sales could have a positive impact on reducing gun violence. I don't know if they were asked about Fast and Furious. When asked whether citizens should be required to complete a safety training course before being allowed to buy a gun, 43% of officers say it should not be required. About 42% say it should be required for all weapons, with the remainder favoring training classes for certain weapons. While some officers say gun violence in the United States stems from violent movies and video games, 14%, early release and short sentencing for violent offenders, 14%, and poor identification and treatments of mentally ill individuals, 10%. The majority, 38%, blame a decline in parenting and family values. So, very clearly, the majority of police officers polled in this, and this was a very decent sample of 15,000, oppose the theories brought forth by gun control advocates who claim that proposed restrictions on weapon capabilities and production would reduce crime. That's because they're out there. They know it. They see it. In fact, many officers believe that increased gun control will negatively affect their ability to fight violent criminals. So contrary to what the mainstream media and certain politicians will tell you, try to get you to believe, police overwhelmingly favor and armed citizenry. They would like to see more guns in the hands of responsible people. They are skeptical of any greater restriction placed on gun purchase, ownership, or accessibility. The officers patrolling our streets today in the United States have a deeply vested interest, and perhaps the most relevant interest, in making sure that decisions related to controlling and monitoring and restricting, as well as supporting and or prohibiting an armed populace, are wise and effective. Their voice has been heard. Their position has been stated. There is more than one incident where citizens have helped police, both armed and disarmed. And without good people, the police could never do their job. Without good people, good non-police, they can never do their job. Think about it. Think about it. Police officers don't have to ride around in their cars. And maybe in Ferguson, Missouri, they do. But when they're riding around in their cars, they don't have to worry about being taken out because of their car or because of their uniform. That's because the majority of us support the mission. And yes, there are lots of aberrations out there right now. The no-knock raid is an aberration. The forfeiture and seizure stuff, that's an aberration. There are people being shot unjustifiably by police. Yes, that does happen too. But overwhelmingly, nationwide, law enforcement is on your side when it comes to carrying a gun. Some of you have been stopped because of a bad taillight or you were speeding or something, and you tell the officer that you've got a concealed carry permit. What happens when that happens? The majority of the time, what happens when that happens? I've been stopped. As a matter of fact, by state law, I don't have to. All I had to do was notify them. I told them if they wanted to, they could hold on to it while they were writing my ticket. Turned out they actually listened to the show. They wrote my ticket anyway. But they did get to pass around a really nice 1911 and look at it. Coming up next, Troy Gallant, Jim Gilliland from Trigger Time TV. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KE Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KE Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. KE Armor, come and take it.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Blue Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Interesting question posed to me in the chat room yesterday. How good, what do you get out of watching video of training with a gun? Hat tip to Desert Eagle for bringing that up. So I went to the source, or I went to a very good source, a very prolific source. I've done a little work with them in the past. We have lots of conversations off the record and all this other stuff. So I went out and I decided to get people that could give me their impression of it because they do it on a daily basis. So joining me from Trigger Time TV is both the executive or the producer of Trigger Time TV, Troy Gallott. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Yes, sir. And from Shadow 6, and he has the distinction of having the longest confirmed kill in Operation Iraqi Freedom with a 7.62 rifle. And he also apparently stayed out of jail when he graduated from SEER school, wherever he took it. That was my only, when I went through that, I was very happy I stayed out of jail after that was done. Survival, evasion, resistance, and escape. And that's just one of the things he did. I could read it and it could carry on into tomorrow. From Shadow 6, we're joined by Jim Gilliland. Good morning, sir.
Morning. How you guys doing?
Pretty, Jim. When you graduated from SEER, did you want to take some of the instructors out back and twist them into a pretzel with hot salt?
You know, actually, the thought did cross my mind.
Okay.
When I actually got close. When I got close enough to the first one, he was about three times my size, so I rethought it pretty quick.
I don't know. Well, there was a bunch bigger than me too, and that you know, the only thing that kept me from doing that is I would have gone to jail. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't antisocial there. Troy, Trigger Time TV. What was the genesis with Trigger Time TV? Why is that? Why does that exist? That's out. That's with the Pursuit Channel on cable. Yeah.
That's correct. We are on DirecTV and Dish Network three times a week. Our primetime airing. I'm gonna do a shameless plug here for the second here. We're on Friday night, 8 p.m. On Eastern Standard Time, and I guess the start or the nucleus of Trigger Time TV. I was actually introduced to Jim Gillen down in Zephyr Hills, Florida. I guess it was back in 2011. I was the executive producer of and my first show was Student of the Gun. And we had a sponsor that had introduced us to Jim. I was looking for a new project to get involved with and get my hands dirty with. And I had, of all the people we had on the original show, Jim kind of stood out to me as being kind of a very interesting individual, a guy that's got a colorful background. His resume was unbelievable. And I called him up one day and I said, Jim, I'm putting together a new project. It's going to be called Trigger Time. If you have any interest, would you be interested in doing it with me? And Jim was the first guy that said, yes, Troy, if you put it together, I'm in. And that was kind of the start of it back in 2012. We're currently filming for our sixth season and, making some great friends, bringing some great content to the people that are kind of like me. You know, I don't have the same military background or law enforcement background that Jim and you and some of the other guys that you guys do business with. I had a marketing and television background, and those guys always kind of fascinated me. And, I said, hey, if I want to be in the television business, I carry a firearm every day. Let's put these two things together and see if we can make a dollar at it. So that was kind of the start of how we came together.
Cool. Jim, for the uninitiated that are watching one of the shows that you do or some of the other people that present there that are hosts, the value, now, for me, as an outsider looking in, ground operations have changed a little bit, but I still recognize a lot of the stuff that I see. The value for the uninitiated, is this more of a motivational thing? Is it something akin, in the military when you start training with a certain piece or something, there's a whole lot of, I refer to it as dry training where you work on things like trigger and pulling it apart and familiarizing yourself with the weapon and everything else. Is watching a TV show or watching a video, is that giving you the full benefit that you would get being there, say, as you would being there personally and doing it hands-on?
Absolutely not. And it's a question that I've got several times or, heard guys talk about. Hey, listen, I watched this video of this guy or I watched that. I really appreciate you guys putting out these videos, so now I don't have to pay to go to a class. But in the end, it will never, ever replace going and standing in person with somebody. And one of the things that I use all the time to get people to analyze it for themselves is, referring it to how you had to drive in a car, as school kids, a lot of places offer driver's ed and they show you the videos and the demonstrations and things like that. But just because you went and saw a video doesn't mean they hand you a driver's license and said, okay, go drive your car. It takes someone sitting with you and doing these things repetitively and giving you the proper way to do it. So unless the videos point you in a direction and build interest, and for the seasoned shooter, may give you a new drill to shoot or something like that. But the intent that the viewer should get is, this is something that I'm interested in, I want to try it, and seek the training that will make them proficient at the drill, not necessarily watch it and then go and either say, oh, yeah, I know how to do that, or they go out and they try the drill, and even if it gets close, they're still not getting the effect, the full effect of training they would standing on a range with someone watching them and helping them through it.
Do you believe that... Now, I fully agree with you about the part with the seasoned shooter where they look up there and say, well, I never thought about that drill, zigzagging and stopping and shooting while I do. I've never thought about that. I get that part of it. Is this with some of the stuff that you do on your show, is it, are you really trying to motivate the new shooter, the uninitiated, as well as trying to, it's sort of a balancing act for you, isn't it? Because you're trying to reach across a bunch of different echelons of experience.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, there are shooters that I hope watch the show that are way more versed and better shooters than I, but also want to be an ambassador to the shooting industry and bring in the new people also, and to offer, you know, to offer somebody something to where a new shooter gets interested, comes in, and seeks those things out. Is what you're looking for, but you also want to bring in the seasoned guys that, you know, like what, I mean, for instance, you know, I'll watch videos or I'll go to a class and, or read us about something, and, you know, some guys will be like, well, you should already know that. You're supposed to be the expert. Like, yeah, well, you know, we're always students first. And if we're not learning something new constantly, then you're either going to be left behind or you're going to be doing something that could be done more efficient or better.
Well, I mean, I've always thought of handling a weapon akin to being a martial artist. Once you make the black belt, that doesn't mean you quit practicing.
Or at least certainly.
That, or at least that's the way my team. I think it was just to get me to continue to pay him to come to his school, though. Troy, real quick, we're coming up on the next break. Give out the website where they can find Trigger Time TV.
www.triggertimetv.com. You can watch a lot of our old episodes, find out a little bit about the instructors on the show, and find out where we're going to be and when we're going to be, and you can DVR the show or check us out on YouTube.
If you don't have it on your cable provider, wherever you're at, or on Dish or whatever, call them up. Go to triggertimetv.com, find out where they are, so you can call them and ask them why you don't have them. We'll be right back. My guest from Trigger Time TV, Troy Gallant, Jim Gilliland on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, final time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. My guest this hour from Trigger Time TV, producer Troy Gallant, and one of the hosts of one of the shows, Jim Gilliland from Shadow 6. Also with Jim, when you get with his wife Melissa, is on there as well. So if you like to look at good-looking people, Jim is very good-looking. Guys, you have a range of shows. It's not just running up and down the course, all tacked up with an AR-15, don't you? I mean, there's more to than meets the eye with Trigger Time TV. That was my fault. I should have addressed that to one of you guys. Troy, take that one. Troy, you take that one.
Sorry about that, Jim. I apologize. What we're trying to do is offer a little something for everybody. You know, some guys are strictly into long range precision rifles. Some guys like myself are primarily concerned in concealed carry. Some guys like the running gun and the hondo rolls and stuff like that, and they gravitate more towards the tactical AR-15 segment. We try to do some survival and prepping. We try to offer as much, variety of different types of firearm information as we can. This season, we got a lot of requests to do kind of combat medicine. One of the segments is going to be about, treating either yourself or your friends or family if you were ever engaged in a deadly encounter and somebody was shot, a car accident, a hunting accident, things along those lines with Terry Davis. That's one of the things that we're real excited about adding to our resume this season.
Well, I mean, when you look at the lineup, I mean, you got Matt Jacquet from Victory First, who, if you carry concealed, he makes you train concealed. If you want to learn how to shoot fast, you got Max Michael Jr., who is about the fastest guy out there. The only one I wonder about is Mike Lamb from Stoic Ventures, because I look at him and just wonder why he needs a gun at all. I mean, he's just built like a linebacker. And Kerry Davis from Dark Angel Medical. But, I mean, your host, you have a varied curriculum that you offer up. Some of the stuff, like grip, that Kyle DeFore is doing this year, that is something that somebody can actually take something away from, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, we were really fortunate to be able to bring Kyle onto the show. He did the show kind of as a favor to one of our major sponsors at the time was Raven Concealment. He and Raven go way back, and the guy, the owners of Raven, said, "Hey, Kyle, we're sponsoring the show. We'd really like you to consider coming on and talking about, you know, concealed carry topic." And, you know, he's one of the most highly trained individuals on Earth, a former Navy SEAL, and he owns DeFore Performance, and just somebody we were really proud to get, you know, to be associated with.
Jim, with your approach with people at Shadow Six, is your approach on the show about the same as your approach when you're actually with the student at Shadow Six? Are you taking them through this in steps to where they can, you know, one of the things I liked about the military was I was very concerned about, I was doing all the steps I was trained to do, and it would make me forget that I was doing something extremely dangerous. Is that something you find works with the common student?
Yeah, yes, I do. And the more we do classes and the further we get into it, Melissa and I, of course, you're always refining your techniques. And every individual that comes in for a class is a little differently. And we try to pick these people out, you know, in the class as soon as possible or whatever. And there's always going to be the guy who shows up to a class who pretty much knows the curriculum already. He just wants you to put him through the drills because he's, you know, he doesn't have time to do it for himself, or he just wants to make sure he's doing it right. But then you've got the new shooter that comes in who really needs that hands-on, hey, this is how you break this down. Here are steps, one through whatever. If you do these properly, then you're going to be okay. And so each individual has a different learning curve, and I definitely can see that through the way we do things, there is a military-esque type training that goes with that.
Now, as a guy with your military pedigree, and you can be honest with me about this, have you found yourself, now that you're teaching as a civilian, or aren't you still currently active? Or
Yes, sir. I have about a year and a half left. I'm still an active duty master sergeant.
When you're teaching in the civilian world, are you freer to, like, if you see a new technique, a new stance, a new grip, are you freer to go out there and look at that? With the military, if you're picking up some sort of new procedure or something, you have to write somebody has to write the technical manual, the field manual, then it has to be tested, it has to be tried, vetted. Somebody introduces that maybe a year and a half later, it actually gets fielded and maybe incorporated into training. Do you have a faster, quicker pivot point on something new that you want to incorporate?
No, absolutely. That's the beauty about going to private training, even as a professional, you know, law enforcement, or especially military guys. A lot of the military training is archaic in some ways, where...
You know, I'm glad you said it.
Well, it is what it is. You know, I mean, we've had a lot of discussions about it, and the Army right now is going through some processes to do a vast update on its shooting technique.
Right.
But, you know, as, you know, on the civilian side is, you know, a lot of the instructors are we're all friends. There's a lot of us that are better friends than others or whatever, but, you know, I get calls all the time, or call people up all the time. It's like, hey, listen, have you seen this new thing, or have you talked to so-and-so, or what, you know, and we'll get together and cross-reference. And that's, it really helps out. It helps out the industry because products get pushed out further. It helps the end users, the students that come to the classes, because now when you're in a group like that, not only are you getting the instruction from that guy that you're standing in front of, but you're getting the experience from all the guys that he looks up to or looks left and right to. And so the techniques that are gained are coming from a huge range of capabilities. So you'll take a technique from Kyle. You know, Kyle actually grew up about 20 minutes from me. We're from the same county. But Kyle and I'll talk, and I'll take something from him, and then, you know, Matt Jaques will call him and talk to him, or we'll shoot together or something, and everybody takes something away from everybody else. And they may not teach exactly the way everybody else is teaching, but if somebody's struggling with one technique, it gives them that tool to be able to be like, well, try this. So-and-so teaches this, try this. And it may work for them.
Troy, the benefit here for your watchers, for the people that view the show, is that you've got a big cadre of people that have a military foundation that have been, but then now they're free to be innovative, and all of that is brought to bear when you go on the air, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, whenever we take a close look at bringing somebody on the show and having them teach their particular specialty, you know, we look at their resume and we try to find some of the top trainers in the United States. You have kind of already mentioned some of the stars that have done our show. And when I say stars, I'm talking about the top tier trainers in the United States. You know, guys like Jim and Melissa, that have a fantastic foundation, Matt Jaques, Frank Proctor, Kyle DeFour, Greg and Destin from Vata Systems, you know, Mike Lamb. We're really proud of the guys that have done our show and always trying to up the bar and make the show a little better and a little bit more interesting season after season. And that's something that we're very, very proud of. You know, everybody's like, hey, Troy, you got this show. When do you come on there? And I said, hey, you know, if they need a bad guy or a mugger or something along those lines, you'll probably see me on camera for maybe 2 seconds while the good guy shoots me in the chest and that type of thing. But compared to these world-class firearms training experts, you know, I play a good bad guy.
I'm still trying to formulate in my head what a 53-year-old guy who has bad knees and hips, you know, just exactly what kind of show we could, what could I do at Trigger Time TV? I guess we would have to say, you better be get good at shooting because you can't run away. That's too wordy, though, for a title, isn't it? Guys, thank you very much. We're running out of time. Trigger Time TV, go check them out. Go find them. Give them a watch. You want to learn? There it is. Guys, thanks very much for joining me. We'll do this again in 22 hours. Between now and then, it has never been about gun control. It's always been about total control on a Tuesday. This has been Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.